Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I've been on this happiness kick recently, and so, you know, if you're a regular listener, you hear me talking about this. And one of the things that's bringing me to that is I'm doing a mastermind in a couple of weeks for a group that I have. And one of the things that we're going through are just determinants of happiness and looking at those things that drive happiness in life and really tuning in and asking the question of ourselves, you know, are we as happy as we can be? And what can we do to raise the bar in that area? And it's something we should all be looking at for ourselves. And, you know, often we talk about the idea that you know, happiness and related to money, love, success, right? But the reality of it is certainly those things can help and make a difference. And we've talked about money before, and there's a point at which certainly with money that more money doesn't equate to more happiness. But one of the things that we haven't discussed that I thought was really interesting is that the idea of happiness is really looking at the time that you're awake and thinking, right? So you're waking hours and looking at the thoughts that come into your head. And so the idea is if you allow negative thoughts to come in and really dictate your mood, that's going to have a lot of control over your happiness. Now, the reality of it is you can't really control those thoughts to pop up, but you can decide how much attention you give those thoughts. And so are they helpful to you, you know, or are they detrimental to you? And you can give them the attention that you think that they deserve. And this is something that few people ever do. We talk about exercising your body, but not really exercising your mind. And the truth of the matter is you can develop discipline over the thoughts that you allow to stay in your head, right? Not that come in, but that stay. So there was a time in my life where I was very stressed, and what I would do is I'd get a negative thought in my head, and then I'd start projecting into the future about what could go wrong, and before I knew it, it was building on itself and building on itself, and then all of a sudden, it was a full-blown stressor, and you know, my heart rate would go up, and I'd have episodes where I'd literally throw up from the stress, and I've talked about this many times before, but it was me doing it to myself, and it really had to do with what was in my mind. And my inability to really, I don't want to say control my mind, but certainly to sift through these thoughts that were coming in and let some of them go. And the key to managing stress in that situation is to again, take it in, see what it is, and not give it the attention. If you give a negative thought a lot of attention and you start to project it out, it's going to get worse and worse, and it's going to make you, and if you allow it to, it's going to make you miserable. And you can become a miserable person just simply from projecting negative thoughts into the future and reliving this thing over and over again. And it becomes a pattern in your life, or it can be. So the key to this whole thing is to find ways to just release it. And part of that is you know, getting out and exercising and doing other things and getting around people so that you have some sort of distraction in your life. And some of it is allowing your mind to quiet down. And meditation is a great tool for that, to quiet your mind. And then ultimately become the observer of your thoughts. And this is really the key. And this is what got me out. I started to take a step back and just observe the things that were coming into my mind. And then I'd let them go. And so what used to happen to me is what would become really stressful and stay with me for hours or sometimes days, I can now release. And I don't allow myself to dwell on it. So assume my boss gives me some bad news on a Friday afternoon. The old me would have allowed that me to take that in. I would have taken it into the weekend and it would have destroyed my whole weekend. I'd be miserable. The way I am now is I'm not that it won't affect me. Of course, it still affects me, but not to the same extent because I'm able to let the thought go and move on. So the idea here for all of us is to get better at that. When you catch yourself dwelling on something, find something that works for you. You know, take a rubber band and snap it against your wrist And this is something I used to do. Actually, I'd flick my wrist with my index finger, and that was my trigger to say let go. And after doing that enough times, I got to the point where I could do it. And then I went from that to simply just taking a deep breath. When I get it, it comes in. I observe it. I see it. Okay. I become the observer of my thoughts. I take a deep breath and I just let it go. And does it go away immediately? Sometimes, but not always. But if I repeat that process, I let it go and then I divert my mind somewhere else to something more positive, eventually I start to move on and get on with my life and I stop dwelling on those thoughts. So I'll leave you with that idea today. Stop getting uber focused on those things that are coming in that are negative. Start to become the observer of the thoughts that are coming in, and it's okay to let go. And at the end of the day, as we said many times before, most of what we worry about doesn't happen anyway, probably close to 90%. So stop projecting worst case scenarios, stop worrying about the outcome, and just start observing what's coming in and ultimately let it go. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today, don't allow yourself to dwell on the negative thoughts that are coming in. Simply become the observer, see what's coming, and then let go.